Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding Chulin Daf Samech. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the question that on one hand it says V'toytzor is Deshe on the third day of Maaseh Bereishis, but then it says Chulsiyeh Chasod Eter Miyeh Be'oretz on Erev Shabbos. So was there grass or there wasn't grass? Me'lamet Sheyotzu Tshoyim Ve'omdu Al Pesach HaKarka. There was grass. The grass was standing in the entrance and on the opening of the karka. Until Adam Rishon came and davened for the grass to grow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the davening of tzaddikim. So there is grass, but the grass will not come out until the tefillah comes. My Rebbe Yirmiyahu Shapir Zatzal used to explain this Gemara that from here you see the idea of what tefillah is all about. Because really one can ask a question. Why do we need tefillah? Why does a person has to come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know what you need. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it to you, that means you don't deserve it. He used to mention that in Islam, the Muslims do not have in their prayer any requests. Only Lashon Shvach. They only praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because of this logic. Why should you ask something? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it to you. That means you don't deserve it. You don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you need. Who says that what you think is good is really good for you? But in Yiddish guy, we know this is not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misav letfilah shel tzaddikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillah. Because the tefillah is the relationship that an Adam has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Shefa Gadol in the world to every single Yid. But a person needs to connect to Hashem to get it. That's part of the avodah of the Techtonim. In order for Adam to be able to receive all the Shefa, he needs to be connected to above. And the connection comes through tefillah. So the same Adam HaRishon, you have the chayim, you have the grass, you have the tzmach, and the plants need to come out. But you need to have the tefillah to be able to open that Shefa and bring it down to the world. And really, this is the mohus of the Adam. This is the essence of the Adam to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe used to mention the following remez. He said that he said it on his own, but then he found that the Ben Yehoyada brings it. Every letter that we have, you have the first part of the letter is what do you pronounce. The other parts of the letter are being hidden. For example, the letter Aleph. You mention only the Aleph itself, the A. But the way you spell the word Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. These letters that you do not pronounce are called in Losha B'Kubalim the Oisiyos HaNe'elomos, the hidden letters, that they represent the essence of something. So everything in the world has a word that describes it. The word has the letters that are revealed to us. That's how it's revealed. And then you have the hidden letters, which you don't pronounce. And that tells you the inner essence of the thing. The word Adam is Aleph, Daled, Mem. What are the hidden letters? So the letter Aleph, the hidden letters, are Lamed and Pei. The letter Daled, the hidden letters, are Lamed and Tav. And the letter Mem, the hidden letter, is a Mem. Because the way you spell Mem is Mem and Mem Sufis. So the hidden letters are Lamed Pei, Lamed Tof Mem. The hidden letters together come into the word Mitpalel. Meaning the essence, the hidden essence of Adam is he's a davener. As the David HaMelech says, Ve'ani Tfilo. My whole essence is to be Tfilo, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tfilo is the ultimate connection to Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you need. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you what you need. But in order for Adam to get that, he needs to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He needs to want, he needs to have the relationship with Hashem. He wants the davening, our davening, to come and open all the shefa from above. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.